This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers.
About the Benjamins, it is a Thursday afternoon. I wanna welcome you to the Hit Back. My name is Keyshell Davis. It's a beautiful day today. It's felt a lot very, very sunny today and very, very hot. I know we're used to that in the Bahamas, but today, for some reason, it felt even more hot. And I want to thank you for tuning in. If you are at work and ready to get off at 5 o'clock, you have a little over 40 minutes left. If you are ready off and you're in your cars, if you are working for yourself and just, you know, working in your business, wherever you are, whoever you are, this is the show to tune into. Today's topic is make more money. And as mentioned, I am Keyshell Davis, and I'm excited to talk about what we are here to talk about today. Now, no matter who we are, from the government to employees to employers, we all want or need to make more money. And there's been so much talk about inflation, the cost of gas going up, the cost of food going up, the cost of bus fare going up. There's so much talk about the cost of living going up, everything going up except a salary. And so I thought this would have been a really, really good conversation. Can we as Bahamians make more money? And if you are tuned in, we have a great show, because my goal by the end of this show is that you will walk away with some idea, some strategy, some mindset shift in some way, shape, or form to help you understand how you can be worth more, earn more, make more, and really just appreciate that, you know, you have the power to improve your economic well-being. I have a fabulous guest, so I think we're going to have a really great conversation. I will introduce her in a moment, but I really want to ask some questions for you to really tune in. And so the questions that I want you to consider as we go through today's show is this. When it comes to making more money, what is your single biggest issue, challenge, frustration? Like, what is stopping you from making more money? We're talking about increases in everything. What is stopping you from making more money? Question number two is, do you believe that making money is easy or hard, right? And that's something that I really would love to hear from you. Do you believe that you can make more money? Is it easy? Is it hard? So question number three is, do you believe that you can make money whenever you want to, right? That's a question that I heard earlier this week in another conversation, and it really was an eye-opener and in hearing the answers from people. And so again, those are the questions. When it comes to making more money, what's your biggest issue? What's your biggest challenge, frustration? Do you believe that making money is easy? Do you believe that making money is hard? Question number three is, do you believe that you can make money when you want to? So those are the questions to consider. The phone lines, the text lines include 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So they're the telephone lines. And the text line is 422-4796. Be sure to jump into this conversation. I know everyone can contribute on this topic. And of course, you know, we want to talk about really what your thoughts are as well about just how you see money is being handled by leaders, by our organizations, etc. So this is going to be a hot topic, and I would love for you to tune in. And so before I go any further, I think my mic doesn't want to cooperate with me today. So I'm going to leave that. Can you still hear me? Good? You can still hear me. All right, perfect, perfect. So I am going to take a moment to introduce my guest. And to some, she's no stranger. Perhaps to many, she's no stranger. She has appeared quite a few times, but I'm going to do the honor of giving her a proper bio. Of her name is Miss Kaylee Newton. She is known as the Money Maven, and she is someone who I look up to, I admire, I love to learn from. And she specializes in personal finance and business strategy. She is an accountant of 25 years and currently an accountant and money laundering reporting officer for a leading firm since April of 2000. She's a certified fraud examiner, certified crime specialist, certified financial education instructor. She's facilitated the access of over 1.3 million for clients as a consultant for the Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center. She has been able to influence and impact well over 10,000 individuals around the world with her brand Free and training events, etc. She's the founder of Live Life Free, a mindset and money mastery movement that absolutely unrecognizably empowers women and children fearlessly through financial literacy and ultimately create our financial success. And so that's a mouthful, Kayleen. I know that so much more could be added to you and what you do, but I want to welcome you to the show. Are you there?
I am here, Keishel. It is such a pleasure to be on the show with you this afternoon.
I am honored because I know you're a busy woman. I know you always got something going on. So I was so happy that you were available and you were free to talk about this topic. I am going to ask you to dive right in. So, you know, you are the money maven, I love to say, right? And the reason that this show was designed, because I was listening to everything that was happening, of course, in our country, across the globe, and the fear, the thoughts, the conversations around inflation, right? The bottom line, everything is going up. And I really wanted this show to be about how can we give practical thoughts, insights, information, inspiration to people who are saying, you know what, I understand that, you know, everything is going up, but what can I do, right? What am I able to control and what am I able to change? And so let's have this conversation about, first and foremost, the mindset, right? We're talking about make more money. And I want, again, us to have a conversation. Just double-check the text line. And so what are your opening thoughts, Kaylee, around this conversation that Bahamians should be thinking more along the lines of how can I make more versus focusing on perhaps the things that we cannot control?
So to start the conversation, what individuals should probably look at is how can I create more value and work for the things that I've already have. So what I mean by that is how can I now maximize what I have in my hand in order for me to maintain where I'm at now? Because what inflation does is what I would have spent a dollar on yesterday, it now put it in some layman's terms so people could understand what it's truly about. And inflation affects every level, every aspect of an economy. So I'm happy that you spoke briefly about government because it also affects the executive branch. It affects employers. It affects employees. It affects entrepreneurs. So it affects every individual of society. And what we have to understand is there is some things that we definitely cannot control. There's some things that we cannot do, but there are some things that we can do if we are very deliberate and intentional about what we do. And so what I mean by that is, if you have a dollar, you may be of the belief the same things you were purchasing before with that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you may have to shift brands. You may have to shift where you buy your items from. You may have to shop around more. These are some non-monetary things that you have to do so that you can maximize what you already have. So instead of maybe buying that name brand mayo, you may now have to buy the non-brand mayo. And if you just flip and look at the ingredients, most times it's the same thing. So it's just shifting your mindset and believing that a particular brand is more superior than another brand because it's more pricier. Whereas you can have an equally superior product that it costs less. So it's just shifting how you look at things, your perspective, and just being more intentional about shopping around. And that's just at its basic form or basic level.
Kayleen, I love that. And I know we're going to, I have my points, I have my questions, but I am going to also give myself permission to flow, because you can flow and I can flow about this topic all day. You said about, you talked about shifting our mindset as it relates to changing brands. Now, you know, you're talking to Bahamians, right?
Yeah.
Bahamians ain't even no name brand or no generic. Whatever. That's
I know, but I'm speaking from personal experience too. So I am a Bahamian, born, bred. I tell people that my heart beats to the rhythm of Junkanoo and my favorite in any Bahamian there can be. And I was one of those individuals whom it was only brand name or nothing.
But then
when I started to really take a handle on my finances and learn more about things that where even marketers capture us just to get us to spend money. And I started to dive into those things and change my habits and change what I purchased. I realized that some of the things is just as good or even better.
Yeah.
And so that is why we have to start with mindset, because the marketers start there also.
Yeah. And you know what? I was listening to something yesterday and they were talking about, it was a book actually, and I will share the book. The book is called $1 Million Offers. I can't remember the author, but just Google $1 million offers. It's definitely a money-making book. And he talked about an experiment that was being made where they had three bottles of wine and they had different individuals come and choose what they thought was the most expensive or what was the most valuable wine based on the price. So it's three bottles of wine. One was probably priced low ticket. One was priced higher tier. And the other, of course, was top shelf wine in terms of price. And they asked these random people, which is the most best wine? Of course, naturally, people thought that the best wine was the higher priced one. And the end of the experiment, they showed that it was the exact same bottle of wine, which was a low-ticket wine, right? And so I think it goes back to the conversation, the comment that you made about mindset. A lot of times we assume that because it's at a higher price, in some cases it's true, that means that the quality is always higher. And what I'm hearing from you is that mindset need to shift. Perhaps we can get away with a generic brand and still get the same quality that we have been used to. Did I lose you?
Yes, just for a bit.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly now. Individuals are saying on your live that they can't hear me, so I dropped the link to the radio in the chat.
Beautiful. So yeah, I just was recapping and giving a scenario of, you know, just supporting your point around mindset, right? How can we begin to shift our mindset in terms of a lower priced product and believing that the value is still there? Yeah. let's continue this conversation on mindset before we get to practical strategies, because you know, I can always dive into practical. What are some practical things that we can do? But one of the things that came up this week in another conversation about money was, the question was asked, do you believe that you can make more money? Right? So it was asked to a group of entrepreneurs and employees, and they asked the question, do you believe? And it was so interesting. It was almost like that 50-50 split, Kayleen. 50% of people believe that they can make money and they could make it whenever they needed to. And the other 50% was thought that, you know what, I'm stuck. I cannot just make money. I have this salary that is not changing, or this business, I cannot grow it any further. What are your thoughts there in terms of that initial mindset about, you know, whether they believe they can do it in the first place?
Well, I have a line, or I don't know where I heard it from or where I would have read it, but it's something that I held on to from my thought, and I believe that beliefs create behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe that you cannot, you will not.
Yeah.
If you believe that you could, you will find a way to do it. And so it definitely starts in the mind first before you ever see any evidence of it in the physical. If you believe that you cannot do it, you will put that type of effort there, and then you won't do it. And another thing too is, making no change is also a decision.
Yes.
And it also is evidence that you can't do it. But if you make a decision to say, I want to do different, I need to do different, then you're going to find a way or seek out a pathway in order for it to happen. And all of that still is the same when it comes to making money or managing money.
Yeah.
If you come from that viewpoint, you will shift the way you do what you do with your money.
So the message that I'm hearing from you is, we should all believe, regardless of how it looks right now, regardless of what we are making or not making, we should have to start there, that, hey, I have the ability to make more if I desire it, if I see more for myself, if I know that my my vision includes more, I believe that I can make more. And there's something that I saw on social media that I thought was so fitting for this conversation. Someone shared it and it said, I don't care if gas becomes $6 a teaspoon, I will have to fill my tank, right? So I will have it to fill my tank. And I love that mindset. You know, no matter how high things get, I will have it to be able to afford it. And again, it's that mindset. You have to believe that you can actually make it. I have a text message that came in that said, the cheap brands cut corners in most cases. Your health pays the price. It is true. It is true. In some cases, you know, your health does pay the price. One of the things that I was thinking about as I was preparing for this show was what you said, that in order for us, again, to make more, we have to, again, believe we can make more.
I want to add something there, though, to the person who would have texted you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kayleen.
That's also a mindset. That's also a marketing tool and a mindset tool that has been given to us, because I'm not saying to go cheap without counting the cost.
Right.
I'm saying to compare, to see that if it is the same, why do you need the name brand in order to charge? So I just wanted to bring that perspective to clarify my reasoning for the analogy in the beginning, because this is actually a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And it is something that has already fueled a lot of persons' mindsets to believe that if it's cheap, it's worse. So I'm not saying that the cheap is better or the more expensive is better. I'm just saying be very intentional about comparing and contrasting and seeing which one most benefits you, and then pay for it.
So do your research.
Sometimes we just pick up because we think that the brand is better.
Yeah.
Without looking at it.
And I certainly have been there, so I could relate to that, Kayleen. I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, thanks for calling. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, I agree with what you said. You compare, like you said, you know, you take a jar of mayonnaise, the Hellmann's, and you get another brand, and you read, it's the same ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the same ingredient. Same mm-hmm. thing with deodorant. The first ingredient in it, you look at the best Avon or whatever, get the most expensive one, you read the first ingredient, aluminum, and which is not good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because aluminum, one thing is being connected by Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, yes, you want to get the best, but some of the products, like I said, the same company sometimes.
Yes.
Make those same products. And they're only giving a different brand, and they're making money all around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like you said, it's a mindset. And like I tell somebody, like someone, not me, the Bible said, man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of things he has. But I tell anybody, if you want to give me $1 million, that's all right. I'll manage that. I could, if your riches increase, help others, not just to be greedy and have it all to yourself, but help the less unfortunate if your funds increase. You know, you want to help others to, you know, to get along, not just to have it all to yourself and import it. And the Bible speaks with the man, said, I'll build bigger barns, I'll tear on and do this. And the Bible said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then who those things will belong to?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to help others, as you said, like you said. But I agree, compare the products that got the same ingredients. And I just want to say this for your health, too. Watch your underarm deodorant.
Mm.
Aluminum is being connected with Alzheimer's disease. And the first ingredient, you see the first ingredient. Watch this. Look at some lotion. They say aloe vera, so people just jump. But check where the ingredients of that aloe vera is. Just about the last one, just it's like a pinhead
mm-hmm.
inside of it. So it's nothing much aloe vera in it. But it's just because it's a brand, everybody knows aloe vera. Oh, it just got aloe vera in it. But check where the ingredients is located, nearly to the last end. So that means it's one little inside of it.
Yeah, thank you so much, caller. You said quite a lot. It goes back. What I got from your talk was we definitely have to understand that money has a purpose, and we can't always hoard the money. We have to give, and I love that because I truly agree with that and believe that. And then also just be mindful of where our money is going. I mean, we're going to talk about expanding and making more, but I think I love where this is going in the beginning. We have to manage what we have, and a part of that management includes watching what we spend, you know, saving on those couple of dollars. And I'm guilty. Sometimes I just pick up the brands that I know, unintentionally, even sometimes, because it's such a habit. So, you know, we have to be mindful of just watching what we spend and researching the brands and understanding that, hey, you know what, a lower price brand is just as important or equally as valuable. I see a message that came in. I believe making money requires creativity. Earlier today, I got a message from CNBC alerting me that the Chinese stocks were on the decline. Would you advise Bahamians to invest in foreign stocks at this time? Kayleen, do you want to take that question?
Okay, so I actually answered Ms. Thompson on your live, but to add to that question, I definitely believe that making money includes creativity and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to caution individuals when it comes to investing. We always ask the quick question, should we do this? Without taking into consideration our entire ecosystem. Mm-hmm. What is our ultimate goal for investing? What are mm-hmm. we trying to accomplish? Yes, the stocks may be low, but when you get a real return on investments is when you hold an investment. So you can buy low, but you still need to have the patience for it to get that net growth. So you may be able to buy now, but what happens during these times is a lot of volatility. So you got to be able to have the emotional wherewithal to move with the times when it comes with the changes. So you may see where it can, you can buy low today and it may drop even further tomorrow. And what happens is you've now created a loss for yourself. So you have to know when to hold, you have to know when to buy. And I really can't give, I don't like to give advice just on quick comments like that, because I believe look at a full, your full situation, mm-hmm. or a person needs to look at the full situation before giving advice on what to truly do. But when you're looking at investing, because investing is a great way to stave off inflation if you have that type of discretionary income. But you also have to understand what is your risk appetite.
Awesome. Thank you, Kaylee. And you said a lot, but we have a caller. And then I'm pretty sure that after the caller, we'll be going
Hello,
to a break.
How are you doing?
Caller, I'm great. How are you?
All right. Very interesting topic, Ms. Hunt. You know, I don't want to be like a chronic caller. The last 3 days I've been calling, but you pressed my spirit to call again when it comes to these stop consuming and try to save. You know, with the absence of empirical data, mm-hmm. You have the pickle and pieces and bits and pieces from other sources and try to bring it together. Because, you know, the thing about it is I was listening to a economist on one of the talk shows the other day, and they actually said that they did an analysis. They analyzed the cost of living in the Bahamas, and they concluded that if there are two persons inside a household, each person who is working needs to be like the nuclear family, a mother and a father.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the parents needs to be making a minimum of $43,000 to actually deal with the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Actually deal with the bare minimum or the basic inside our economy. Now, the thing about it is that thinking about, okay, why do I be a smart consumer? My thing is that if you actually starting with zero, if you're underfunded or if you're not making enough money to eat to just get the basic needs, then where are you going and what you do? You just multiplying 1,000 zeros.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 zeros times 1,000 zeros still equals zero.
Zero.
My advice to the general public and who is listening right now is to take that bit of information, and the only way to increase your income is to actually learn new skills and
yes.
try to get your income up to about around $43,000, like the analysts is them saying. And then work from there. It becomes much easier.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, caller. We definitely are headed in that direction. You know, we wanted to look at just some low-hanging fruit of how you can just maximize what you have. But if you continue to listen, today's focus is making more, and that is generating cash to be able to live. So I know we have the music, so we're going to go to a break. We will see you after the break.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the...
This traffic report is brought to you by Shield Insurance and Prudential Loss Adjusters.
First look at traffic for the afternoon hour. We've got a good look of traffic moving across the island. It is quite active in a lot of places, but then there are some, well, it has turned up some, where you've got some delays to congestions going on. Six-leg roundabout already active. We've got heavy traffic coming from New Providence Avenue from the north side there, entering into that roundabout. And therefore, the afternoon congestion with the traffic that lines up coming off University Drive is already there. It's already an early start to that heavy flow and a slow ride into that roundabout. I would have thought heavy demands coming out of the west along West Bay Street, but of course, that buildup there on New Providence Avenue. Oh, what it is, because the west end of New Providence is still active and easy ride. It's the traffic that's heading west along West Bay Street. That's already already creating a buildup along that route too. It's going to be a slow ride on West Bay Street, leaving the city area and headed home, where there's no relief until getting past the roundabout there at Saunders Beach. The rest of the inner city area is just gradually building up for this afternoon flow. So Wolf Road, the traffic is slowed down already, and those corridors coming off Robinson Road, both Blue Hill Road South and East Street South, already stacked with a dual lane of traffic. It's down the roundabout there on Blue Hill Road and certainly slows the roundabout on East Street. That's why you have a heavy traffic flow on the Hill and East West Highway. Let's slow down now before getting into that same circle. Everywhere else is still seeing an average afternoon traffic flow. And now with the after-school hours, we've got school runs out there as well. So Village Road is loaded. An intersection at Wolf, Village, Vernon, and Soldier Road is being slowed down, with the Vernon Road traffic leaving there, headed into Foxville. Minimal traffic so far, traveling on Soldier Road South Lane, headed home too. While everything is not exceptionally big yet, still got to wait and see what happens after 5 o'clock for that crew when they hit the streets too. This is National Traffic Report, service of Dr. Danforth and Ankle International, who's available to assist with all sorts of foot injuries. They're located atop the hill at Fort Charlotte on Dean's Lane. Call them at 322-5402. That's 322-5402. With your Anna Sky look at traffic in real time, I'm VAAA. With your first look at traffic in real time, I'm VAAA. Back in an hour with an update.
Michael was in a horrible car accident. Prudential Loss Adjusters managed his claim and got him the settlement he deserved. Sierra's roof received hurricane damage. Thanks to Prudential, she and her kids are happy with their claim settlement. Tammy fractured her ankle in a slip and fall. Prudential saved her time, money, and peace of mind. Prudential Loss Adjusters are here for you whenever a tragedy strikes. Call 322-4026 now.
Don't wait for disaster to strike. This hurricane season, be ready. Protect your home with an affordable and comprehensive home insurance policy from Shield Insurance. You can't control what nature blows your way, but with Shield Insurance, you can rest easy as you ride out the storm. Protect your largest and most valuable investment. Don't take a chance. Put your home in our hands.
Shield Insurance agents and brokers in Nassau. Call 356-7202 or Freeport 352-5945.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers in New Providence and the Family Islands that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts of their water and sewage services without further notice.
Drive happy with free fuel for a year with CIBC First Caribbean and Esso. Use your CIBC First Caribbean Visa debit or credit card to fuel up with $25 or over at any participating Esso service station, and you are automatically entered for a chance to win the grand prize and weekly prizes of $200 in fuel or cash. Offer runs until March 20th, 2022. Terms and conditions apply. Visit CIBCFCIB.com for more details. The Esso brand is a trademark of the ExxonMobil Corporation and is used under license.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That's what the song say, Ali. I love it, right? We all need money, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter how much money you perhaps have, you either want more or still need more, because that's the nature. The Bible says money answereth all things. You know, we have this conversation about the love of money is the root of all evil, but the fact is that we need money to operate in this world. And so today's topic, if you're just tuning in, is make more money. And the context is, you know, everything is going up. Gas is going up. Food is going up. Buses are going up. Everything is going up. And, you know, we tend to like to say as Bahamians, everything is going up except our salaries, right? And so this topic, this show is meant to be a practical show. And we're going to get into some practical steps, because I see the question that came in on how to make more money. Earlier, we talked about just practical ways or low-hanging fruit on how we can make more money through just being a smart consumer, saving on what it is that you currently have, which I believe is a really great place to start, and shifting your mindset to believe that you can actually make more, because there are people who don't believe they can make more. So that's why they feel stuck, and they feel like, you know, whatever is happening in our country today, that, you know, they have to swallow it and stick with it. But, you know, I'm here to tell you, and my guest, Kaylee Newton, is here, is saying, you can make more money. It's really starting with that belief, and then the behavior follows. And so the opening questions, or the questions that I'm asking you, my listeners, are, when it comes to money, what is the biggest issue, right? What is the biggest challenge? Do you believe that making money is easy or hard? And do you believe that you can make money when you want to? And then I like to add another question in there, and is, you know, something in a creative way that is making money. Let's share some ideas. And or do you have an idea that you think could make money, but you're unsure and you want to get some answers? Call in, because we have Kayleen, we have myself, and we'll be able to help guide you through this process. So Kayleen, you are still there. I really want to take this conversation now to the other angle, and that is expanding. How do we make more? There's a quote that Bill Tracy, and I found this in a book that I'll share with you. As you know, I love books. I say books are my babies. So at some point, I'm going to be referring to books and dropping all the books that I love. And he says, it's estimated that someone somewhere becomes a millionaire every 4 minutes. Your goal is to become one of them. And it's based on his book, The Way to Wealth. But I am reading that quote from one of my favorite books. And it's something, when we talk about making more money, it's a book that I've probably had in my library maybe 10 years now. And I still, to this very day, pull it out, refer to it. It's a reference guide. And the book is called Instant Income. I don't even know who's the author, and it's right in front of me, because the front of the book, Janet Switzer, the front of the book looks like it's been around for 10 years, and it's been, dog ears, you know, those books when you really, every page is notes and all of that. So this is what this book is about, but it talks about strategies that can bring in cash for small businesses, innovative employees, keyword innovative employees, and occasional entrepreneurs. So it's a book for everyone who just need to have that instant income. But before I share some of the insight, Kaylee, what would you say from your vantage point of some practical ways, right? Whether it be someone you know is doing something unique. We live in a global society now where, you know, making money online is quote unquote easy. What are some practical ways that if someone is listening right now, you know, how do I make more money? What would you say to them? Now, before you go and answer, I just want to give the text line again, 422-4796, 422-4796, and the telephone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Feel free to call or text and add yourself to this conversation. Kayleen, what say you? What are some practical ways? What can we do?
There's so many practical ways, but I want to start.
What's some of your favorites?
I want to start off with something that you just said. You just said something called an innovative employee.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of times we give a lot of practical advice for entrepreneurs, but let's start with employees because we have a lot of individuals who are employees. And we want them to understand that they could also leverage what they're doing at their job now to try and get more money or increase their income. One thing that individuals should do is look at how they create value for their employer and bring it to the attention of the supervisor or the manager. A lot of times we don't ask for an increase, and so we don't get an increase.
Yeah.
One thing that employees should do, especially if they bring value to a company, is ask for a raise.
Yeah.
Every question that you do not ask, the answer is no. Every question that you do ask, there's a 50-50 chance. And it also does is it brings to the forefront the value that you bring for a business. And eventually, if in fact you don't get the increase right away, there's an opportunity for you to get that increase within 6 months, within a year. So we have to also look at employees and say, what value are we bringing to our employer? And highlight that and show them where that value translates into income for them. It can even happen as an employee for a small business.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I try to shop at home, but unfortunately, the attitude of individuals when you walk into the store is so poor that the only thing you want to do is walk back out.
Yeah.
And if an employee can understand that, if they can bring a higher version of themselves, someone with more joy, someone who can assist an individual who walks, and you'll be surprised to know how much more that person would spend and even spend in the store here.
Yeah.
So from an employee vantage point, from both a small business or even a company, look at creating more value in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Look at creating that value where you're able to show your employer your benefit and leverage that. And when they make more money, you make more money.
Absolutely, Kaylee. And I thought there was a call. It doesn't seem as though the call. Okay, you call back. So, Kayleen, this is such a good, I mean, we can stay here all day because, yes, I love the topic of, you know, entrepreneurs making more. That's usually where I love to play. But innovative employees, they really have an opportunity. In the book, and I was scanning the book as I was listening to you, there's an entire sec boss, right? And I think there are so many opportunities that employees do not leverage because they, I guess, are so caught up on, you know, where they are and don't really look beyond with the opportunities in their actual employment. And there's a concept called intrapreneurship, mm-hmm. right, which is really the employee, why is that word hard for me to say right now, who is on the job. And there's something that I shared that I read just a minute ago where you can say to your boss, hey, I know we can make more money around here. I am willing to do the work. I want to help contribute to your bottom line, right? And so how many of you who are listening, who perhaps want to call or text in, who are confident enough or believe that if you go to your boss, have that conversation and say, hey, you know what? I see some opportunities around here. How can I help contribute to that? And in turn, you make more money and I make more money. And so there are several strategies. One of those strategies include creating a spin-off business with your boss and generating revenue from that. Of course, again, depends on the type of organization.
Yeah.
But I have seen where that has happened, where employees have become business partners with their bosses.
Yeah. And you definitely...
Did we lose you, Kayleen?
Oh, I'm back.
Okay.
We did for a minute. So you definitely moved the needle to where I wanted to go to with the beginning of that conversation. I just wanted to start with the internal aspect of employees. So look at ways where you can partner with your employer to provide parallel services that now becomes income for you. Mm-hmm. So it all goes back to shifting the mindset to understand that I have value and I can add value. And then now looking at having the conversation, being transparent and having the conversation. Now, these are not necessarily the way we do business in the Bahamas, right, or the way business construct looks, you know, from a historical standpoint. But in order to shift and make more money, you have to be innovative. And this is where the creativity comes from, mm-hmm, from having these conversations so that you can now maximize your value in the workplace.
Yeah, and I hear the music, so I know we're about to go to a break. But again, I want to pull some points from this this book to just add to the conversation. You know, what do you say, you said, Kayleen, to your boss? And it, as simple as saying, I'd like to become an internal entrepreneur within the company. I'd like to do my regular job, plus be allowed to execute some strategies based on opportunities that I see in other areas. What boss would say no? Right? I want to do my job, but I want to help take advantage of other opportunities in this country, this company that I can support you with. I mean, so let's go to a break and then we'll continue this conversation after the news break. It's actually 5 o'clock.
We are the mighty sting. Every year we do, we ting. We bring the fun to bring. It feels so sweet. Sweet just like honey.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back to the Hit Back. I am Keyshelle Davis. And today's topic is make more money. What can we do as Bahamians, as entrepreneurs, as employees, people who realize and starting to feel the pinch of inflation? What can we do rather than just talk about the prices that are increasing that can help us make more money? And today we have a fabulous guest, Miss Kayleen Newton, the Money Maven, and we're talking again about practical ways. In the first half, we looked at, you know, low-hanging fruit, shifting mindset around, you know, believing we can make more money in this environment, saving, which is a big part of it, managing what we have. All of that is important. We have some text messages. We have some questions. Before I come back to you, Kayleen, we have a call. Call, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. Excellent show.
Thank you.
Making money, I thought I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And because my fingers were so sweaty, I got caught.
Mm.
But I realize now that only banks have the right and the authority to print money.
Mm.
But why not teach these kids in school to become a beast in the equities market?
Mm.
To scalp at the minute time frame level, and probably find a great career.
Yeah.
In that $7 trillion that banks are moving through every day, and instead of trying to dabble in the $300 billion every year in the drug trade.
Mm.
Why are we afraid of the equities market? Because I don't know very many people who do it, who actually sit down, learn the art of support and resistance,
mm-hmm,
and how to read candlesticks, and how to get into the market and be consistent,
yeah,
with not making but moving money from where it is into your pocket, into your bank account. Why aren't we talking about that?
Caller, you bring a great point. A couple of things that I heard you say. One, you know, making money is so dynamic. I don't know if you realize, but making money, of course, is printing money. You know, we're not authorized to print money. So earning more money, perhaps maybe the more appropriate word. But also teaching kids, and that spark something for me because, you know, 2008, I started a company called Creative Well that was geared to teaching kids about making money and maximizing and multiplying money. And so that area I'm definitely passionate about. And then the last thing that you said, Carla, was, you know, why aren't we doing what you mentioned? And from my experience, is a lot of times it's just fear of the unknown and not knowing what to do, right? And so how do we find more ways to teach people to move money, to make those investments that you mentioned and take advantage of those opportunities? I think sometimes it's even a lack of exposure. We don't know where the opportunities actually lie. And so this show is really geared to help you think about, hey, what are the opportunities that we're missing so we can take advantage of them? So thank you, Carla. Are you still there? Anything else you wanted to add?
I am still here. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Yeah, until I was 8, remember many, many, many years ago, a governor of the central bank would drive all the way into Lifeaki to give someone a license to trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it would pass all of the potential black persons who were eager to learn it. So, yes, it was boxed out.
Yeah.
Now it's open. You can set up a broker account, learn how to become a beast. And I love that word because I just love how it feels when you're making money in the market.
Mm-hmm,
and actually transfer money from the market to your broker account and then bring it to your personal bank account and probably put it in the credit union. I mean, and you could stay at home and do it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Let's expose our kids in school to the market, the real market, the $7 trillion that the banks move every day that we feel as though we can't tap into.
Yeah. And
that's all I have to say.
Thank you, caller. I really appreciate your conversation. And that's the message. We can tap into it. And it's really making that decision, believing we can tap into it and taking advantage of the opportunities. I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Thank you, caller. If you can turn down your radio, I think we can hear it on this end. All right, caller.
Okay.
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
How can you add to this conversation, caller? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I'm calling because I'm really, really moved by the caller that is speaking right now about all that he's saying is very important to me. I was moved by the fact that he talked about, I'm hearing a change in curriculum.
Ah.
If you're going to have children or the adults that are going to be actually recommending, when you're going to have, where are these adults going to access this language to approach their employees, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. It has to be a work that starts long before they become adults. And I think that what this gentleman is saying has to do with revamping the curriculum so that money is taught from primary.
Yep.
And all of these things that you're saying, it becomes one with them. They grow with it.
Yeah.
So they are oriented to think in the ways that you're suggesting. And that, I believe, is promise for the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we will put those stakes in the ground now, then even though there are some things that are not as they should be, in the next 10 or 15 years, we can see a different Bahamas if we do things like that.
Yeah. I love, and I definitely know who this is. Thank you for calling. And yes, I remember writing an article some years ago that says schools don't teach what our youth need to know. And so I know JA, several other organizations, Creative Wealth was one of them. Several now have come and they're teaching it in their way. But I do support you that the entire curriculum needs to change. But, you know, again, that's something that we have to wait on someone else to do. And I, you know, it's definitely a wish list. On the wish list. It's definitely a dream. What can we do today? We can teach our kids today, you know, that, hey, pick up a book. I learned the majority of the things from going to the YouTube, finding out what money makers are doing, reading books. Again, this book, Instant Income, has been a gold mine for me. And so it's really taking upon ourselves whether the curriculum changes or not, because I'm all for curriculum change. But what can we do to make money today? It's picking up a book, finding a strategy, and even typing in if we go the employee route, right? And so it's wishing and praying and advocating for changes in the government, curriculum-wise, our schools curriculum-wise, and also doing something today to generate that money today. And I see my phone is lighting up. Carla, you still there?
I'm still here.
Anything you want to add to that before we go to another caller?
Even if we do as you say, I still think that the language for approaching employees, it still needs to be taught.
Yeah.
We have come through a system where, you know, there's a certain mentality about those who employ you. And there has to be a revamping of how we perceive ourselves, like you said,
yes,
in relationship to the employer before we dare to cross that line to approach them in that way. And then also a lot of adults are not even aware of their own giftings.
They don't
connect their selling bread on the weekends and making X, Y, Z with becoming a business person.
Mm-hmm.
They just see that as a hobby.
Yeah.
So I think that we can mention how hobbies can be changed into very lucrative business ideas.
Thank you so much, Carla. I jotted some points down. I'm definitely going to contribute and say a couple of things after our next call. Do we still have other callers?
Yes, good job. So that's why I think another platform we can do is to have a well-known refurbishing house. A lot of things go to the garbage dump that shouldn't even be there. People are so tired of stuff until they just are overwhelmed. They just take it and throw it in the garbage. So we had a well-known refurbishing house where we could create and recreate from what we already have. And I think that's a good idea. A person who has any money, get some call around, see what stuff you want to give away, and make it into something new.
I love it. Thank you so much, Carla. And that was on my list. What do we have around that we can sell?
Yeah.
Right? You know, listen, me, I probably sold. I remember when I left, I like to share when I left my good government job in quotes to go full time into entrepreneurship, right? And this was 2008. That first year, I mean, I didn't have no money. Like, I won't share my real story on the air, but I mean, I went zero. And during that first year of entrepreneurship. But, you know, I took it upon myself to sell everything that I could have sold to generate that money.
Yeah.
And sometimes we are so attached to these material things that we, you know, one of my mentors say the trappings of life that we so love are the things that trap us. And so, yes, I love that, Carla. Sell what you have if you really need the money. I see some messages coming in. Thank you, Carla. Do we have any other calls? All right, good. So let me get to some of these messages. Kayleen, I know that you are here. I'm going to, anything you want to add based on what was shared before I go to some of these text messages?
To add to the conversation, there's so many dynamics that go into what each caller talked about. And I am so happy that they talked about financial literacy because April is going to be financial literacy and we're going to launch a revolutionized campaign. Myself and some key financial educators in the country like Nathaniel Butler, where we're going to push for financial literacy to get into the classroom, to get into the schools. Because definitely we understand in order to shift everything, and to change the whole outlook when it comes to these types of financial legacy, we have to get it to the children. The children are the ones who are going to understand. They're going to be the ones who are going to be the representation of the next generation, the faces of our next representatives, the government, whatever, business owners, whatever it is. And so we need them to know the concepts.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need them to know the language. Because when you're able to sit and communicate in the correct language, you're gonna be able to open up more opportunities for yourself.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And so that's just what I want to add with that. So I want all those persons who could hear us, who are listening in, who will listen in later, to know that a campaign is coming and we want you to put your signature where your mouth is and be lock arms with us. So that we can really push for this to be a concept that is going to be a part of the curriculum.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking and as I, you know, reflected on what the previous caller said, it really does start with the mindset of the youth. And I know I want to make this a practical show, But I agree. Let's kind of start or begin there, because I think of my daughter. So when I started Creative Wealth, it was 2008. She was 8 years old. And so she, you know, people know me back then. I did Kids Christmas Sale and all of these events that taught kids how to make and be financially literate and all of that stuff. And so she got from 8, 9, 10, 11, all the way up, practical ways. And so I used to have an event called the Kids Christmas Sale or the Kids Garage Sale. So we taught kids to find their old toys or find things that they can sell. And so she was, involved in that. Of course, I was her mother, so I dragged her into everything that I did. But fast forward to today, of course, she's still relying heavily on me to, you know, send that money at the end of the month, you know, for rent or for university fees. But what she's been able to do, and I think it goes back to the seed that was sown all those years when she was a young girl, she started her own business in university. And so she's generating monies doing nails, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I laugh at them like, man, you're making more money than your mommy. This month, I don't need to be sending your grocery money or your rent money this month. But she understood the mindset that, hey, you know what? My ability to make more money is really up to me.
Yes.
It's not up to what the government is doing. It's not up to what my boss is doing. It's not up to any other person other than me. Now, once I decide that I can and I will, which is the decision as well, what can I do? And so she developed that skill, which went back to some of the callers, be more valuable, learn and grow and develop the skills that you can, you know, charge for whenever you're ready. Let me go to some of these questions and comments. So Charmaine says, in the book you recommend, the book I recommended earlier for those of you just joining us, it's called Instant Income. It's a must read for anyone who wants to make more money. Do you think the idea of consistently maintaining a business is what deters a lot of folks from making money moves? Kayleen, do you want to take that question?
I can take the question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if persons are going to want to hear what I have to say.
No, we're talking real.
You know, you and I, we talk about this. I don't think it's about the consistency, mm-hmm. which is a part of it. Discipline is a part of it. I just believe it's the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
That when you are a business owner, when you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, whatever you want to call it, going to work harder than you have ever worked before.
Yeah.
And what happens when people get into business, they want to look like a boss more than be a boss.
Oh, child, preach it. Say that again, Kayleen.
And it goes back to just what you say when it comes to trappings, because mm-hmm. yes, there's some people who are underpaid, who are challenged, just like the caller said, if you have a zero, how could you, zero times 1,000 is still zero. We're never going to take away the fact that that is the case.
Correct.
But there is another segment that is even bigger than that segment that wants the good life, want to live a certain way, but do not want to put in the work to be able to be on cruise control maybe 10 years from now instead of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrificing now to ensure that the future is truly the life they want to live.
Yeah.
They want, and you know, they're in business, and when you're in business and you start off in business, yes, you only have a certain amount of money, but you have to be very keen on where you apply that money. Where can I get the most value right now? Instead of looking like a perfected business first,
mm-hmm.
instead of actually just trying to bring income into the business. Because there are different levels or different points when you come to a business. A lot of people like to scale even before they become stable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because it just looks like this is what I should do.
And scaling is sexier.
So yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So my thing, the short answer is I believe it's the resistance to hard work that causes a lot of people not to remain committed to being a business person. You talk about your story. You talk about what you had to do. Les Brown talks about being hungry.
Oh yeah.
Eric Thomas talks about wanting it as much as you want to breathe.
Yes.
These are the types of focus you have to have in order to get where you want to go. It's mm-hmm. not easy.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
I remember, you know, working 7 days a week, all day, all night was a normal thing. I don't do it because, thankfully, my business has gotten to a point where the money is being generated. But it's, I remember those times, and Kaylee, and I think you're right, we have so much going on that we don't want to work. We also get distracted. And then we compare ourselves to people who are generating money, and they ask, okay, how are they doing that? No, they worked. They worked. They invested. They put the time in. And so I love that you said that it takes work. And you know, I want to give some practical things. But again, it's that mindset, because we can give you all the practical ideas in the world. But if you don't believe that you can do it, if you don't believe that it takes work and prepare to do the work, then again, I think that's where the roadblock will come. I have another message that came in. As a graphic designer, I find earning money challenging sometimes. I have found that a lot of my work can be an opening into other markets, such as designing t-shirts, teaching graphic design, and printing an assortment of documents. I would advise Bahamians not to limit their creativity. Thank you so much. And yes, it's recognizing where the opportunities also lie in your own market, right? So teach areas. I run a training company, so of course that's usually one of the first things that I like to go to. What do you know that people can, what knowledge do you have that people can pay for, right? I think they said, according to one statistic, that the online industry in the next 2-3 years is going to be a $325 billion mm-hmm. industry. That's the knowledge economy that we are in. Yeah. How many people have a skill, knowledge, information that they can package and sell online that they're doing every day on a job or every day in their business that they can package and make money from, right? I am so passionate about that one.
That's capitalizing on your intellectual property.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be something sophisticated and complex. You know, we believe, because we come from the culture of perception that certain titles and education is what gives you your class level.
Mm.
You know, I think that also boxes a lot of people into not venture out and do some of the things that they could do. I said, for 15 years, I was a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Even though I was a professional accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I was looking at how I could expand and increase my income, because I had business projects and focuses that I wanted to accomplish. And so I didn't care about what it looked like to others or what it seemed like to others, because I knew what my end goal was. And I think perception is what prohibits a lot of us
mm-hmm.
from being able to expand our income. Now, if you have a job or you're employed where you cannot have, because there are some clauses where people have signed those things. I'm not saying to go against it, but more likely than not, when you look at it, there isn't a clause there. And there's a way that you can now expand your income. And so you can do those things, as you say, and it doesn't have to be a product, you know, you providing a product. You could provide something that is, as you say, an intellectual
item
or service. You can do it online with minimal overhead, and you can make money from it.
Mm-hmm.
You have individuals, even like that graphic artist, they could be an independent contractor on Fiverr.
Yep.
We now need to look at business beyond borders
mm-hmm.
and understand that you can still legally attract income for yourself with, you know, being in the Bahamas physically, but working globally.
Mm-hmm.
And so it still goes back to mindset and having the audacity. You know, I'm going to use your word.
Yeah, my new favorite word.
I have no fear, and I have the courage to step out of the norm so that I could increase my opportunities, my value, my wealth, my worth, you know, just increase my income so that I can have a better standard of living for myself and my family and for future generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to continue this trend of thought around, and I know that you soon need to exit, but, you know, what can we do to generate money, right? So we talk about teaching. So I want to touch on, you know, I know people who, you know, teaching people how to make jewelry. I know someone who's teaching people how to make soap. I know someone, you know, from your standpoint, you can teach people how to manage their finances. People are, I'm going to call any names because I probably will get in trouble, but, you know, someone is teaching how to use your intellectual property, your personality to make money on YouTube. Bahamians are making money on YouTube by just standing, just being there talking, showcasing their life, right? I think of one of my friends, she runs a farm. She's the first, I think, person who is producing strawberries. She could go online and teach people how to make strawberries and people will buy it. And so it's, that alone before, and I had 12 points. I don't even know if we'll get to the 12 ways, but that alone, when you think of the things that we know, that we take for granted, and if you don't know how to make money online or just leverage that knowledge, reach out. Text us 422-4796. Reach out to Kayleen Newton. You can find her everywhere because there are experts who can literally look at and listen to what you know and begin to give you a plan to generate money. I have a text that came in.
Go ahead. I want to add one more thing because I also want persons to understand that if you are at a point where you're not going to be able to increase your money,
mm-hmm.
talk about maximizing your money, managing it. If you're in the market where you're going to have to purchase something now, maybe a car or maybe a whatever it is, do not discount the power of negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
It goes back again to having the conversation. So request or ask for that discount. I can give you a scenario. What happened to me a few days ago, I needed a battery for my car. And I went to the establishment and they told me the price. And then my next thought that came out of my mouth was, okay, so what discount can you give me?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, oh, I cannot give you a discount. I said, really, you cannot give me a discount? I said, okay, well, I'll come back tomorrow after I would have gone to other establishments to see what their cost is.
Mm-hmm.
So now because they didn't want me to walk out of the establishment,
that's right,
they offered me the discount. So the discount was at first 5%. And so I furthered the conversation to say that that cannot even cover my VAT.
Mm-hmm.
Because VAT is 10%, right? I said, if you could just cover my VAT, you can definitely get the sale today. And I walked out with my battery with a 10% discount.
Man, Kaylin, you're the boss. That's why they call you the money maven.
No, but anyone can do this.
Yep.
It's all about, and it's about your approach, definitely, the language you use, the emotion around the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be there. You have to create a relationship even before you start that conversation. So while I was in the establishment, I didn't just jump out and say, give me a discount.
Right.
Or felt entitled to a discount, I created a rapport with the person who I was talking with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved to that. So I want individuals to understand too that you can also maximize your money when you find yourself in these kinds of situations and see what response you get in return. And then if you can't get a discount, you could probably look at ways that the company could add value. So like if you're buying a car, they may extend the warranty.
Right.
They may add free oil changes for a year. These are ways that you also could add value. Absolutely. And maximize your money. So you have to always be in the mode of understanding, how can I get more
Yeah.
And that also helps you make more money.
Absolutely, because that's money that doesn't have to come out of your pocket the following month, the following, you know, 2 months, 3 months. So, yeah, so definitely another, so interesting.
And then on the flip side, mm-hmm. businesses should also look at ways of bundling and packaging items or services that are low ticket
mm-hmm.
to draw persons in to purchase.
Yes. Yes.
So you have to look at it from both the consumer side or the person buying, and also from the producer side, you as the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things help to create an environment or an ecosystem where you can make, manage, multiply, and maximize your money, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Kayleen, I have... Someone is asking, can you give me the number of the lady? So, Kayleen, I know perhaps when we take our last break, you're going to be falling off. And so give us your contact now, because we're talking about this comment came in. Can you give me the number of the lady, please? So how can we reach you?
Okay, how you can reach me, you can WhatsApp me, 727-5109. WhatsApp me at 727-5109. And I'm stressing WhatsApp because that's the way that I'll respond back to you. And then secondly, if you want, you could subscribe to my website. It's www.kayleennewton.com. That's kayleennewton.com. Or as you say, I'm everywhere. You can inbox me on any social media platform, whether that's LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. And I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Kayleen, it's so funny. As we were talking, I literally got a notification from PayPal that says you got money, and that's probably the- So I'm going to share what's happening to make sure that happens. So people know that, hey, you can do it, and it can happen. Once you set up the systems, you can definitely make more money in simple ways, right? So I have another text that came in. How do you get more value on your money other than putting it in the bank? I know Kayleen talks about maximizing it, negotiating. Another area that I wanted to bring up was this Airbnb concept, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's so much opportunity. How many of us have a space in our home from the lowest hanging fruit, a space, a room that we are not using? Right, but we're paying rent for every single month. And that's something that happened. My husband and I, we looked around. Two of us are there. We have a spare room. You know, Airbnb is popping off. You're like, okay, you know what? Let's put this, let's just test this out. At first, it was an experiment. And we realized that, hey, this is a market that we wanted to tap into. And this was, you know, earlier last year. And now, you know, we looked at, okay, how can, now that it became, you know, profitable and we saw where opportunities were coming, even as an experiment, we then looked at this year, how can we really, really tap into this market? And so, again, we have space in our homes. We have an extra space, perhaps, that we can literally sell and leverage. Kayleen, you want to add to that?
I definitely agree with you with the Airbnb concept. I have a whole concept that I give to my clients when they want to dive into that, even from the point of view, if you don't have your own space,
mm-hmm.
there's a way to do it legally. You can look at a time you yourself, you're a person who has can maximize putting your place, you know, for Airbnb for someone else to use when you're away.
That's exactly how we started, Kayleen.
Sure, you have somebody, a contact person on island to deal with anything that arises.
Absolutely.
And so it's all about just putting a system in place where the communication is clear, is simple, it's freely flowing,
mm-hmm.
and you have whatever you need as a backup for if anything arises while you're not here. So that's maximizing the situation. So the Airbnb concept is an excellent concept, even down to the point of renting out a space in your room
mm-hmm.
to someone who is looking for reduced overhead when it comes to lodging or living.
Yep.
So absolutely. It doesn't even have to be the Airbnb concept. It could just be a rental concept.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to look at doing things differently and not looking at it from a point of view of long term. How can I stack my money?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make money to stack it? and do it at a short term so that in the long term, I don't have the headache or I don't have the challenges what comes with not being able to generate income. And so I agree with you. I love the Airbnb concept. There's so much innovative and creative ways to use that concept and leverage it based on your scenario and situation that I literally give that as one of my, as advice to clients when they're looking for creative streams of income.
And it takes being intentional because, you know, you shared, you're familiar with me. I am typically one of those persons. I love to be out of the country. And, you know, my husband and I, we're usually out of the country for 30 days, at least once a month. And that's how we got into it. We always talked about it, but we were like, you know what, let's be intentional about putting this up, the space that we have. And that's how we got into it. So again, it takes, I think so many people, we have ideas rolling around in our minds often. We talk about certain things often, but again, it goes back to what you said about doing the work, being intentional about taking steps towards generating the revenue. And one step, you may not even have all of the answers, because when we started, we didn't know what we were doing. We were like, okay, let's just play with this. Let's see how it goes. And now we are very intentional about getting deeper into that market, right? And so it's taking the step. Don't talk yourself out of the opportunities that people are sharing, because if someone else is doing it, 9 times out of 10, you can learn from that person or you can get into that market as well.
And don't be afraid if someone else isn't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's what gives a lot of people, or they believe that gives them the credibility. Oh, because 9 other persons are doing it.
Yeah.
But as I said, look at what is happening globally. Because with the Airbnb market, globally, when persons travel, they do not want the traditional hotel anymore.
Correct.
They want to feel that home-type environment when they come to another country, giving them that experience. And this is the reason why the Airbnb market exploded. But it got so much resistance here because it came from a place of culturally, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
From a perception point of view, oh no, that's not what we do. And so, and then too, the hotels thought that it was a competition against them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not competing if the doesn't want you.
Right.
You just have to accept that you are no longer the choice or top of mind for the traveler or that type of traveler. And so instead of shutting down an option for someone else, you have to now look at how can I shift my business model.
Absolutely.
To fit in to what that new traveler is looking for.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're saying a lot. Kayleen, I know you have a hard ending in about a minute or two, so I'm going to give you the floor. How can people reach you again? And what are the final thoughts that you would like the audience to hear as it relates to making more money?
Okay, so how you can reach me, as I said, WhatsApp is 727-5109. You can look me up on any social media platform, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under my name, Kayleen Newton, CalineNewton. I also have a website under my name that you can also go to and subscribe to, and you'll have an opportunity. You could send me an email if you wish so that we could get into contact. So my last thoughts, Kishelle, and I want to say thank you for inviting me to have this conversation, because I think we need to have more of these conversations so that individuals could see themselves in a different place, knowing that they can move to a different position. So I'm going to focus on the fact of making, managing, multiplying, and maximizing. I want persons to go, and I like to give practical solutions just like you. We love to be on the internet. We can Google things that we need to know. It is as simple. A lot of times we feel we need someone to give us the answer. Yes, I can give you some scenarios, some solutions, and you can also do that. But we still don't know the intricacies of people's lives and their lifestyles and their income. But they can actually leverage that information and go to the internet and seek it out. Mm-hmm. And so make sure that you are learning. I am a lifetime learner, and absolutely, I believe that is what helps me to be able to help others and even myself.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to invest in information, whether it's free or for fee. Now we know if it's for fee, you're able to accelerate your position.
Absolutely.
But you may not be in a position to pay for it. So definitely go online, get that information. Follow persons like Kishel, like myself. We also serve and give information that you don't have to pay for. Instead of following up with foolishness, because I see that's what a lot of behemoths love to do. Mm-hmm.
Facebook for foolishness.
You can tell what goes viral on social media. Things that don't need to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to better our circumstances, better ourselves, but we place blame on everyone else. Yes, the government should contribute. Yes, businesses should contribute. Yes, your employer should contribute, but you are your own rescue.
Mm-hmm. Glory, I think that's a drop the mic moment. Kayleen, I want to thank you so much for your contribution. We have a message that came in that said, you could not have chosen or gotten a better master on this topic. Excellent show. Kayleen, I want to thank you. I hear the music, so we're going to the break. And at the end, I will come back and wrap up. And I'll give you just one or two other things that I'm doing that helps me to generate more money in this season.
S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S.J.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or a crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within an appointment, they presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Baby, it's dedicated to all the pretty girls, all the pretty girls in the world, and the other girls too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like you don't interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you, but I have a little problem with you not me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing, though it's bad, for good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal, put away your pistol.
I was waiting for the chorus, Ali. I really was waiting for the chorus, but I know we are almost out of time. So I want to welcome you back to the Hit Back. My name is Keyshell Davis. We just said goodbye to a fabulous guest, Kaylian Newton. And today's topic was make more money. How can we really take control of our own lives? And as Kaylian says, stop following up on foolishness and make money. You know, we could rely on all of the third parties, the external sources, but how can we, as individuals, take control of our own financial making capacity? And so, you know, I wanted to end this show in a couple more insights, because again, I like practical, and I also like sharing woodwork. And we went to the break that as we were sitting here, I got a PayPal notification that said, you got money. And I'm like, okay, where did this money come from, right? Because I know certain things that I'm selling in my business that usually just generates cash automatically. But this one, I wasn't quite sure when I saw the amount. And it goes back to one of the things that I did not put on the list as it relates to what you can do. And it's as simple as being an affiliate for someone else's product or service, right? So the money that I got, the notification that I got in, was from a company. I don't even know where the company is located, y'all. Somewhere in the world, that I loved their product. It was actually a program. I love their course, their program so much that I raised my hand as when they were looking for affiliates, and they were like, can you help us sell or promote this product? And because I was a recipient of the product about a year ago, or in fact, less than a year, I raised my hand and said, yeah, I know other people who can benefit from this product. I will be an affiliate. I will share you this information. And I have social media pages. We all, as Kaylin said, you know, use our social media pages for, and she said, did she say foolishness? I just looked at the text message that came in. Stop following up on foolishness. But we use our social media pages for entertainment, but I literally posted on my page, I connected to persons who I knew could have benefited from this product. There were a fraction of them that bought. And as it relates to the return on my investment, I literally just got a notification saying that that company sent me money. All I did was share about a product that I knew and I love. Now, how many of us have a product or have a service that we are aware of locally or internationally that we literally can share? We love to talk anyway. And just so that is, again, a strategy that you can use to make more money. I was on a call earlier this morning. I was actually being interviewed by a lady based in somewhere in Europe. I like to say somewhere because I never know where exactly these people are. But she did an interview about how her product, me utilizing her product, I was able to double revenue that I used just by using her product. And if you want to find out what that interview is, go to Keyshell Davis on my Instagram page. Look for Keyshell Davis on my Instagram. You will see it there. And again, at the end of that conversation, she said, hey, the product that I'm now selling is $1,000, you know, about this product. You've obviously used it. You've benefited from the product. If you share, this is a totally different affiliate from the affiliate I just got money from today. She said, if you share it on your page or if you, you know, invite other people to buy the product, guess what? I am going to give you $400 out of that $1,000. Now, y'all know what $400 is out of $1,000. That's 40%, eh? And if I share that with five people and five people buy, do the math. For some, that is a month's salary. So of being an affiliate, think about all of the people that you've served, the products that you have used, and find out, do they have an affiliate program? Can you sell for them? Can you share their product or services for a fee? And that is generally, to me, one of the best and easiest ways that you can make money without doing all of the business type work. And I think, you know, we talked about earlier, the work that it takes to run a business and deliver and serve clients, it does take work. But being an affiliate, you're not necessarily doing the grunt work. All you're doing is sharing about a product. So that's definitely one of the ways that you can make more money. And the last thing, and I notice we are coming up against our time. The last thing, and I shared when I promoted the show, is what is the philosophy? What is that number one philosophy that I've learned in my career, in my business over the last, 15 years, that really sank in, I would say, over the last maybe 7 or so years? I learned it from a gentleman by the name of Joe Dudley. Many of you may not know his name, but may know his company, Dudley's Cosmetics. And I had the awesome privilege of learning from him, flying to Greensboro, North Carolina, many years ago. And it was on a sales conference, and he was mentoring me and several other people at the time. And I never forgot what he said. He said, and he went to the Bible, y'all. So I'm going to say something. I don't even know if I could say it on the air, but I can say it. I can take the risk. And he said something that I always go back to and I share with my clients, sell or go to hell. Sell or go to hell. Now, this guy, and he went to the Bible, and I'm like, Jesus, what you mean sell and go to hell? Sell or go to hell means, and he went to the parable of the talents and how that we've all been given talents. We've all been given gifts. And if we know that story well enough, we know that there were three persons. Their talent, we talk about making money, multiplying, and there was one who decided to be fearful and hide their talent and not do anything with it. And because of that, the master said, you wicked, lazy servant. And he, if you go, look, and I had to go back to the Bible and say, did this really happen? He was sent to hell. He did not multiply the gift that was given to him. And so we all have gifts and talents. We all have something that we can make money from, our gifts. But it's appreciating that our gifts are worth something and being prepared to sell it, being prepared to charge for that service, being prepared to turn it into a course, being prepared to ask for affiliates, being prepared to, you know, showcase it. Do the work, but we all have something in us that we can generate monies for. And I started with a quote by Brian Tracy that I want to end with, because I think that's the mindset, and it doesn't have the $1 million mindset, but it's an estimate that someone somewhere is becomes a millionaire every 4 seconds. Your goal is to become one of them. And whether it's a millionaire or not, it's your goal is to be that person that creates revenue when you feel you need to, and knowing when to tap into the infinite abundance and the income that we have in our society. I see Charmin says 40% is huge just for sharing. Y'all know I can find some people, right? to share. And if you go to my YouTube, check out my YouTube, my Instagram page, Keyshell Davis, you're going to see the video and you're going to hear my story of how I used her product to generate money. But, you know, 40% is huge, and I'm going to make some money from being the affiliate for that company as well. Real talk up in here. It's in the Bible, y'all. Thank you. And so I want to end by saying that you have the power to create the wealth. Again, that's also in the Bible, Deuteronomy 8 and 18. You have the power to create the wealth. It's up to you to take the steps and do what needs to be done to create the wealth, rather than focus on what other people are not doing. I hope this show was a blessing to you. I will see you or hear from you, or you will hear from me next week, Thursday. Have a fabulous evening. Yeah, living the raw deal. 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But
don't knock me for trying to bury C.J. Neri. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard on your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums, 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oomph for the mutts, 5 carats on my hands with the cuts, and something I European chromed out with the clutch.
The Hits Back is sponsored by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Burger King, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and First Caribbean Bank.
Freaking the 3/4 reptiles, enormous cream, forest green, binge Jeep for my team. So while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody.